Dad had two boys, my two brothers older than I, went to the Army, World War I. Left me and Daddy by himself. And we have help. It's 21, they go get a load of wood. Had to come out here and get the wood. Now, son, be careful how you drive. You never do drive any. Hold your lines tight. Don't let the mules get run, start running away. And I was as careful as I could, like he said. Never seen about getting too close to the tree with my front wheel. But as I made my turn, I got right close to it with my front wheel and hind wheel hit that tree. I fell out on my head, right on between them two mules. Them was one going this way and that way, and I get out the best way I could. Yeah. Had a piece of hide enough up one eye, but I got, didn't get hurt much. Just, once a dad's son, you have a fight, what's wrong with you? And I was skinned up, and I had to tell you, you know, but that's all the way we done. That's the way we lived.
Mm-hmm. How about a buggy?
You had a buggy.
The buggy had shafts to it. Uh-huh. Just went one to a buggy.
One horse to
One horse. There's a few buggies. I mean, they had a pole in their tongue, but had two to it. But if this one worked to it, had to have shafts. Mm-hmm. And put a shaft on each side of the horse. And
then
I could done in Georgia, but uh-huh. You saw them work in Georgia, I guess.
Uh-huh. How about let's see, would you have something that would hook the, like a single tree, or would you explain that?
A single tree with in place of having a trace chain that go with wagon, you have just a leather. I'll be called tugs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you fasten that leather to the single tree on each side.
I see. And then if you got two horses,
you have
two single trees.
Two single trees and a double tree.
Then that would hook on to a longer one?
Long one, and then on each end of it.
I see.
I've got some of the old single trees out here for that effect. That's the wagon.
How about the different parts of the wagon wheel? Or buggy wheel. You start with mentioned the hub. Would you explain how that was put together, or how a wheel was put together?
Well, the hub was fastened to a boxing in there. It does not have ball bands as a car does. It's a straight axle goes right through the boxing, and you have to graze that boxing and drive slow or get too hot. But then run faster, automobile do get too hot. Anyway, that's the way it's fastened like that. Then the hub, and then the spoke. And I show out there, and then there's a fella. And that fella, they had a steel tie on top of it.
I see.
And
the steel would go around the
around the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I saw a man pass here one time with seven yoke of steers to one big wagon. It was about 12 or 14 inches tower, big as you ever saw. And you'll have steel tower, a kind of big old steam wood-fed engine. Steam engine wood-fed. To pull a big circus saw and can't beat you at the bottom to cut the timber up down there. Now they put all that and they cut the timber, cut a big tree
to
lay
on. The road used to be on this side, hey.
Yeah.
That's
his kid. I don't know.
They have you make you off a long circle there, you'd sure would hit a tree. And his claim he got to Middleburg with that night with the fellow making his turn in. He half the steers got in, the other half hubbed the tree, a lot gate down, getting in by the big boiler.
Mm-hmm.
That's story now, 75 years ago, I guess.
How wide was those wheels, you say, the rims?
Them big ones was, well, say around a foot wide off
a foot wide.
The steel tire. That was an extra big wheel,
mm-hmm.
Very few that big.
And he would carry the
wood-fed steam engine from Sardis to Beach River.
I see. Uh-huh. You take it from place to place.
That's
to
right.
Run
and where the big was, well, that's where it would. But now they put the mill at Lexington and go and bring the timber to Lexington to be sawed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first of all. It became cheaper and easier.